It's also a happy birthday dedication.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, bringing you the music of Paul Modian, jazz drummer, three times a month on Friday mornings here at WRFR, Low Power Community Radio. I'm featuring a rehearsal tape that the fabulous Vince Gabriel of Rockland recently transferred for me. It was a cassette, and what you heard at the top of the hour, first we heard the tune Dance, a Paul Modian composition from a rehearsal. I'm not sure of the exact date of that. Paul reused his cassettes, and there were a couple of tunes on it, and he recorded over them. So this was one of the previous tunes, so sometime before January of 1977. So I think that's a pretty old recording. They all are, really. And then you can hear some chatter and some mingling, and it was an office party that Paul got a gig for. It was two nights, so don't you wish your office would have live jazz music like that? It would be nice. And it was Charles Brackeen on saxophone, David Isenson on bass, and Paul Modian on drums, and they played Mushy Mushy, a Dewey Redmond composition. That was on January 29th, 1977. And I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, for helping to bring the radio show on the air every week here at Community Radio. And if you saw the picture I posted on Facebook and on jazzcloset.blogspot.com, I was looking at some old family photos for another project, and I came across this cute photo booth photo of Paul and a friend. Doesn't have a date on it, but I don't know. He looks about 10, don't you think? I would say it's around 1940, maybe somewhere between 1939 and 1942 or something like that. So it inspired. I was wondering who that kid was with him. I think I know who it is. I'm going to read from Paul's autobiography about his childhood. And I'm going to weave in the Gang of Five song, which I think was named for his gang when he was a kid. Yes, you heard that right. Paul Modian was in a gang. I think I was, too. So this is chapter one of the autobiography, and it's early years, the beginning. 1940, Providence, Rhode Island, USA. We were all hanging out in the big playground on Somerset Street. The playground took up the whole block, about the size of a football field. Angelo, Joe Canavan, and I think that's who that is in that picture. I think I asked my mother once, and that's what she said. I'm going to have to ask her again. His younger brother Jimmy, Johnny Varas, Merle Riggle, Louie, and Dum Dum, all the members of the gang. It was agreed that we would run around the outer fringes of the playground as many times as we could and see how long we could keep it up. When nightfall came, I was still running, all alone. Everyone else had dropped out or was called home by their parents, usually the mother. I was around 9 or 10 years old. We used the playground a lot. It was just a few blocks from my house, and we played all kinds of sports there. Football. I always wanted Dum Dum, the backward kid from the neighborhood, on my team. No one could knock him down. He was too strong. And baseball and gang fights. I'm going to continue reading from that throughout the show. But now we're going to hear a little more music. So this is from Gang of Five, the first time it appeared on the album Misterioso. Thank you. Gang of Five, a Palmodian composition from Misterioso, and that is a 1987 soul note release with Jim Pepper and Joe Lovano on saxophones, Bill Frizzell on electric guitar, Ed Schuler on bass, and Palmodian on drums. And I have a cut from the rehearsal tape. It's Triste.
Now, is that note right? You change that note.
No.
You
change it.
You play this note here. Oh. Play the pencil note.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a cut from the 1977 rehearsal tape with Charles Brackeen, David Isenson, and Paul Modian. That was Triste. And I am going to read next from Paul's notebooks. So I had this, you know, I have this cassette tape, and Paul writes, he wrote some pretty good notes on it with some song names and stuff. But I always go back and look up in his date book and his gig book and find out what things were about. So this is what the office gig was about. So we have Friday and Saturday, January 28 and 29, gig at the office. Some guy named Jackie DiPietro. He's got his phone number on 97 Main Street in Nyack, New York at 9 p.m. $300 for two nights. $1.50 toll and $1.50 for bridge toll. I was paid $100 on Friday, January 28th. I gave Charles $25. I gave David $25. I got $50. I was paid $200 on Saturday. David, $85. Charles, $75. Me, $40. So, that seems odd, doesn't it? So Paul always split the money evenly with his musicians, even especially in the later years when he played at the Vanguard. No matter who was in the band, they always got an equal share. So we can see there that David Isenson got a little extra money and Paul took a little less for himself. And there was a note in here, I didn't bring it, that David Isenson wanted more money. So, and Paul didn't know if he was going to have to get a different bassist, which eventually did, but I don't think that was why. But so, and then we have more notes. Friday night, January 28th at the office in Nyack, one set, 10 p.m. Prelude, Oracle, Victoria, Yala. Second set, Mushy Mushy, Trist, Lullaby, and Dance. And then he's got a note. The growth potential of this trio is really incredible. It will take time. I also want to remind you that you're listening to Community Radio. And this is 93.3 FM, low power, Rockland, Maine. And you can stream online at wrfr.org. And next up, I have another cut from the office gig. And I think that's, yeah, I'm just playing two cuts from it because it, the third cut is very short and it's only part of the song. So, but I've got plenty more of the rehearsal tape. So this is the song Person, which you'll hear Paul introduce it. And it's a Charles Brackeen composition.
This next piece is a Charles Brackeen composition called Person.
Thank you.
smallest tempos that we can do, man. I just, that's good. You know?
We'll be right back. Yeah.